This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The centre has asked the states and the union territories for the screening and testing of all suspect cases of mpox, previously known as monkeypox, in the country. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra has issued an advisory to the states in view of the WHO's declaration of public health emergency of international concern related to mpox. In its advisory, the ministry has stressed to create awareness about mpox and timely reporting and adopting preventive measures to prevent undue panic among the masses. In Manipur, thousands of students yesterday took to the streets in the capital city, Imphal, and district headquarters protesting against the recent escalation of violence in the state and inability of the government to bring an amicable solution to the ethnic violence. Later, some of the student leaders met Chief Minister N. Biren Singh and submitted a memorandum on the ongoing crisis. The protest rally then marched towards Raj Bhavan, and the governor of Manipur, Lakshman Prasad Acharya, also met student leaders who demanded of the governor to take action in resolving the ongoing crisis at the earliest. During the protests, police fired rounds of tear gas shells and around 25 persons sustained minor injuries in the scuffle. The student protest rally was also held in Thaubal district, in which scuffle took place in front of the deputy commissioner, in which 6 students and 1 police personnel got injured. The first meeting of the committee set up by the centre to study the proposed 6th schedule amendment bill is likely to be held next week. This was disclosed by Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai to a delegation of the 10 autonomous district councils of the Northeast that met him in Delhi recently. The Union Minister has also confirmed that the centre has received suggestions and views from the 10 ADCs. The KHADC Chief Executive Member, Pinay Singh CM, has said that the committee will try to resolve the issues holding up the bill that intends to grant more financial, executive and administrative powers to the autonomous councils under the 6th schedule. Air Marshal Inderpal Singh Walia assumed the role of Senior Air Staff Officer at Eastern Air Command of the Indian Air Force in Shillong. A distinguished alumnus of the prestigious National Defence Academy, Air Marshal Walia was commissioned into the IAF in 1988. He has held key leadership positions, commanding a frontline fighter squadron, the Tactical and Combat Development Establishment, and a key base in the Central Sector. He had earlier served as Air Defence Commander at Western Air Command. India Meteorological Department has predicted very heavy rainfall over northwest and adjoining northeast, and central Bay of Bengal, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura will also witness the same during the next 3 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 29th of this month. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the government through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. People can also give a missed call on 1922 and follow the link received in SMS to directly give their suggestions to the Prime Minister. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till 27th of this month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre in New Delhi today. Mr. Shah will launch key initiatives for the protection against cybercrime and dedicate the Cyber Fraud Mitigation Centre to the nation. He will launch the web-based module Samanavya, a platform for cybercrime data repository sharing, mapping and analytics, as well as a coordination tool for law enforcement agencies. He will also inaugurate the Cyber Commandos program, establishing a wing of trained specialists in states, union territories and central police organizations to enhance cyber security. Additionally, he will unveil the suspect registry, a new initiative to strengthen fraud risk management. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.